Part 3, Chapter 6, From Force Field to Light Field. To the extent that the new attitude of life is lived by a considerable number of pupils, the magnetic field of the school will further change itself, and at a given moment, a new phenomenon will manifest itself. Then the magnetic field is no longer exclusively a force field, but also at the same time a light field. This development keeps pace with the progress of the pupils. The gifts of grace of this body, once manifested, are for all who have been taken up in the magnetic body of the school and are able to maintain themselves. There are often people who ask themselves, "Can't I reach liberation without others, by myself? I do not like group unity and its consequences. It does not suit me. I prefer to do it alone." The answer to this is, that is out of the question. For life in the Spirit, with the Spirit and through the Spirit, is above all a unifying life. Moreover, don't you see how glorious, joyful, and incomparably gladdening a feast of love it is to form a prepared magnetic field in which all can be liberated through new cooperation founded in the Spirit, in which all can be liberated and the weakest can be taken along with the strongest? From the point of view of the separatist, there are, of course, many objections to this way in the beginning, before everyone is able to understand the purpose and to join within seat the new group unity. There is, according to the style of this world, so much striking and kicking, taunting and mocking, so much merciless criticizing, that very great pain and suffering result from it. But as more are willing to make a sacrifice to let themselves be struck, taunted and criticized for the sake of the great purpose, we will have struggled more quickly through the pool of tears and thereby be able to enjoy the happiness of the new day together with the others. To know that we are building together the one thing necessary for all will then make us forget all the suffering we have endured. A magnetic body must exist to be able to set out and complete the homeward journey. A body that is completely organized, prepared, and all-providing. We tried to make it clear to you that a magnetic field is not of minor importance in the course of your life, but a condition and the main point. Without a magnetic field, you would not be able to live. All that exists in heaven and on earth is to be explained from and by the seven rays of a magnetic field. Each entity in our sphere of life possesses, as a nucleus of his existence, a magnetic principle from which and by which that existence has resulted. The magnetic principle always comes first. It also lies hidden in the human seed. Imagine that those who are sensitive to the gnosis, the ones who began the work of developing the spiritual school, were to have taken the following point of view. We dislike our fellow men, anyhow. We have not the least interest in the welfare of other people's souls. Let everyone take care of himself. Then would there ever have been a spiritual school? Neither a magnetic field or a magnetic body would have existed. Also, there could have been no question of a recurrence of the transfiguristic sacrifice of salvation. This sacrifice exists through all times for everyone, but it must be begun and built up from below upwards. We say all this to you in order to kill, if they are still present, the last germs of self-preservation and the last marks of lovelessness which may still be present, so that spontaneously and joyously you will go with us in the great sacrifice of love of the way of Christ. Resuming the thread of our considerations, we see that at a given moment the force field also becomes a light field. The electromagnetic field also becomes a field that manifests light. This is an important fact in the development of a Gnostic magnetic sphere. It is like a crown set on a day of creation. Let there be light, and there was light. It is, moreover, the crown set on the fourth phase of development. The great breakthrough has come about. From now on, the new magnetic body has its own vacuum of Shambhala, its own heavenly lodge, its own brotherhood in the other realm. You may feel rather than understand what this means. Think of what it means when many who leave us, being old and burdened with years, can be taken into a field of development, which turns out to be the same as that of the school with which they have become so familiar here, so that except that their bodies cease to exist, it makes no difference at all whether they are here or there. For the first time in the history of the genesis of the new magnetic body, there is a twofold spiritual school within that magnetic body. Before that, as long as the new magnetic system was being formed, it was only a force field resembling a dark cloud of power. Our dead, who had been completely devoted and who had truly died in the Lord, were taken into the light field of the magnetic body of the Brotherhood that is nearest to us in development in the universal chain, and which has, until this very moment, helped us so much. However, that being nearest to us is still incomprehensibly far away. Therefore, this light field was, in fact, by its nature and vibration, not very suitable for receiving our dead, because the vibration was too high for them. As time proceeds and dialectics, alas, continues to exist, the density of the microcosm increases, so that the vibration field, which has to be generated from below upwards, also has to change. Therefore, you may imagine that our beloved dead could be taken only temporarily into the fields of our brothers and sisters who preceded us on the path, and that all those who have passed away in glory have, with concern, waited for the light field to evolve in our magnetic system. This has been realized on August 20, 1953, and we put it on record with intense thankfulness. The fifth phase of the new development was then born, the link with the magnetic chain formed by all our predecessors on the path. It will have become clear to you from what we have said that many magnetic systems of liberation certainly exist. Confining ourselves to our era, we can mention, for instance, the magnetic body of the Essenes, the magnetic bodies of the various Gnostic brotherhoods, that of the Manichaeans, the Cathars, the classical Rosicrucians, and now the nascent body of the modern spiritual school. We have received much help from the glory of one of these brotherhoods. The universal chain of which we often speak and about which we sometimes quote words from Gustav Meyrink's book, The White Dominican, ought not to be understood as an elongated chain formed of links. Sometimes we can allow ourselves such a notion as an example of the succession in the universal work of salvation for the benefit of fallen mankind. However, we come closer to reality when we say that the universal brotherhood of Christ exists in an illustrious multiple body where the spherical shape predominates. It is an enormous, complicated heaven-earth up into which every magnetic body, generated in the power of grace of the Gnosis, is taken, not linked as links, but included in the whole, so that there is an ever more mighty coordination of forces, all of which will presently become one. Founding and developing our magnetic body, however necessary this may be, is only like walking a path which leads from isolation in the present to the unification with the universal spirit. Therefore, you can compare the magnetic body with a heavenly ship, with a temporary dwelling place we ourselves have built, with an ark we ourselves have constructed to a true heavenly home, the immovable kingdom. As in Noah's time, the work, then begun, was laughed at, the work of all transfiguristic brotherhoods was ridiculed, scoffed at, and rigorously persecuted. We too experience opposition, are ridiculed, and the work of the modern spiritual school repudiated in all respects. Yet this will not keep us from following in the footsteps of all those who have preceded us, and from completing in the present the new magnetic body, in which we may feel safe as if in the arms of Jesus, the body with which we shall be able to achieve the homeward journey. As soon as the breakthrough of the fourth phase has become a fact, as soon as the light field begins to manifest itself in the magnetic body, a link with the great body of our predecessors is established, From the day the Gnostic-sensitive founders of the work took the first step, the Gnostic radiation helped them. However, a true union, in a deeper sense, now exists. You will undoubtedly discover the meaning of this when we consider the sixth phase, the development of the new life field. We told you that at a certain moment the force field also becomes a light field, that the present fundamental force will now manifest itself in quite a new sense. Man can work with force. A certain vitality enables you to manifest yourself. But here the creating of a new manifestation is involved. When you work with a power, you create something, you make something come into existence, you call something into life, so you manifest something. Now think a moment of the prologue to John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word. That is the foundation of all Gnostic activity, the Word. Wherever the Gnosis manifests itself, there the creative Word is spoken, there exists the fundamental force. That is why the force field of the spiritual school, in which the one plan of development of the great work of harvest and liberation lies hidden, is the Word which resounds like a creative fiat. Everything lies potentially hidden in the force field. In the Word lies the principle of life which must manifest itself through the Word, through the divine will. Therefore, everything is contained in the Word. The Gospel continues, in the Word lies life, and life is the light of men. In other words, the manifestation of the light field follows the manifestation of the force field. The most characteristic feature of that light field is that it is also a life field. In the manifestation of light, the force field becomes truly a life field in which all the pupils of the modern spiritual school have been taken up. The magnetic body of the school has turned into a light field, a life field. The Gospel goes on to say, Christ is the light of the world. This light is the firstborn of the Father. What else does that signify but his prophesied return? Religious communities talk about Christ's ultimate return, but Christ's return is a fact, becomes a fact, in every magnetic body in which it is becoming light, in which the force field develops and becomes a light field. Then Christ has returned. Therefore, in a most exact sense, the magnetic body of the modern spiritual school has become Christ-centered. Christ has not only risen according to his promise, but he has returned. The light has been born. Understand in this connection the words, without me, you can do nothing. Without this light field, you can do nothing, for only from the light does life come forth. There are religious and occult brotherhoods in the world which claim to possess the only true faith. We do not share this point of view, but only want to make clear that the light has been manifested in the magnetic body of the modern spiritual school, so that Christ has entered, and from this light, life came forth. Let us now look at our new group unity, the modern spiritual school. We are not permitted to judge how matters stand with regard to others, nor do we wish to do so, because that will become apparent in due time. Whoever wants to go with us is very welcome. However, let all be fully assured in their own hearts and realize salvation with fear and trembling. That is, set to work yourself, put your hands to the plow yourself, directed towards your own task in the service of the universal light. We are putting such emphasis on this so that it cannot be said later on. The Lectorium Rosicrucianum claims to be the only true church. We repeat that the magnetic body of the modern spiritual school has become Christ-centered in a very exact sense, that without this light there cannot be life, that the eternal prince of the light for that reason said, without me you can do nothing. The light is the great magician without which nothing can be accomplished. From the source of the eternal light, everything emanates. Every material and chemical activity is initiated by its radiation. However, as light creates life, so it also can kill life. If Christ can be born not only as a power, but also as light. Everything that cannot tolerate the Christ light is killed. That is quite a different effect than the effect of a magnetic force only, a Gnostic magnetic light force that touches us, transmutes something within us. You cannot remain the same under such a touch. Do you understand the enormous significance of being permitted to celebrate the birth of the light in the force field of the spiritual school? Everything that cannot stand the light of Christ is killed and transmuted. By him, the old man in us is killed and the new man is resurrected. Everything in the universe is born from the light. As can be deduced from our existence and that of the world, unholy light is bound to exist too. From a natural scientific point of view, in the light of the Gnosis, unholiness cannot remain in existence. So when you dare to trust the spiritual school, you will experience a change in yourself, for you cannot remain the same in the light, the majestic light of the Gnosis. You have to change, you have to react. What is unholy cannot exist in the divine light. By this, everything has been said about the nature of death. The birth of the original light in the magnetic body of the twofold spiritual school is the beginning of an entirely new life. We wish to proclaim this glorious certainty to all who can understand the call of the Gnosis, to all who are longing and willing to follow this path. To all of them we say, brothers and sisters, experience with us that the light has appeared. Experience with us that the day has come. Also understand it so that you will never be able to forget. The force field of the modern spiritual school's new magnetic body places in our midst the Christ who has risen. The magnetic body's light field manifests the Christ who has returned to us and in us. Therefore, much is now being asked of you. A new attitude of life, a totally different attitude of life is being proposed to you, a life according to the Sermon on the Mount. However, if you begin with this, without making that light field the center of your being, you will not accomplish the new attitude of life. Indeed, many begin at the wrong end. They endeavor to accomplish first the new attitude of life, and after that the unification with the light field. But that cannot be done. The light field wants to manifest itself to you, and the light field's activity then makes the new attitude of life possible, from the believing life to the force life, from the force life to the light life. Such is the course of development on the path. Life comes from light, not light from life. There are pupils who see the new attitude of life as a continuation of the old one, of course, with a new one-pointedness of purpose and excellently meant. But it is not a continuation of the old attitude of life on a higher spiral. Your old attitude of life cannot be a basis. Those who see the new attitude of life as a continuation on the basis of the old one will soon discover that this is merely a cultivation of the personality and therefore humanism. You should begin the new attitude of life on the basis of the light field, in the same way you've been able to begin so many things on the basis of the force field in the preceding years. Nearly all pupils have obviously changed through the dynamics of the force field. On the basis of the light field now, something entirely new appears. And because of this, a new life, so a new attitude of life, becomes possible. It can come about by your link with the force field, just as you came to the force field through the impetus of the calling field. A call emanated from this, and that call responded to your state of being in ordinary nature. You were in inner need and did not feel at home any longer in dialectics. In this state, you heard the call of the Brotherhood and came to the spiritual school. There you have been charged with force and you have arrived at the point to which the work has now developed. A vital body, a new magnetic body, is surrounding all of us. If we accept this new body, this heaven-earth, all of us will be able to live from it in a totally new way.
yes, you will not be able to do otherwise, then it is not a question that you have to accept the new attitude of life. Then you need not ask yourself, what am I to do about it, as you used to do. Then it is not a matter of you having to talk about your problems with others by asking them, tell me what you would do in my position.
Just as your dialectical nature exists in the light field of dialectics, so from within you will be impelled to the new attitude of life if you accept the light field of the magnetic body of the spiritual school and fully adapt yourself on that basis. You will not be able to do otherwise. Then take note of what will happen in the coming years.